It's that time on a Wednesday. That's right, it's a Kickstart Wednesday. I love these Wednesdays, Christine. I hope you guys are not missing the Kickstart. If you're listening to us and it's 7 a.m. Pacific, you need to hop on over to 12radio.com because we got something for you. I know, we always got something. Just something that's going to hike you off the cliff of your life. Doesn't that sound fun? Absolutely. You guys, we're talking about innocence all month and this idea that innocence is not saved up for the youth or the young. This is something that we feel as adults each and every day. This idea that there's something we don't quite understand, we don't know, we may be naive to something, and that's okay. There's no blame there. You're doing the best that you can, and that is the question for yourself. Am I doing the best that I can right now? Am I putting it all out there? And what is holding me back from that bar, from that achieving that greatness, the best that I have right now out in the world? It's okay. There's no blame about it. It's simply a question to say, could I be doing more? And what is it that I don't understand? The reality is, there's always going to be things we don't quite understand. And as Christine and I have talked over and over, the more we know, it's clear, the more we don't know about life and living it. And living it on purpose, as we've been talking about all year long. This challenge of staying present in your life. And the innocence about it. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, it's simply true about you and me and all of us. Mm-hmm. Life hands us things we simply don't know, we don't understand, we don't see coming. And that's the gift. It's like on Christmas morning. Here we go. Life just handed you another surprise. And be sure to stay open that it isn't the very blessing in disguise that you've been looking for. Christine, that's my hot minute on an innocent Wednesday.
And what a great precursor to the show and to the topic. I'm so excited to peruse and get our fingers into discussing this with our peeps because it's an important one. Guys, what I want to add to this thought today is something that's very simple. And it's wrapped around feeling a risk to simply be yourself. To be seen. It feels risky to be visible, right? And what does that mean? If you lived your life risking being visible from 1 hour to the next just in one day, and I'm putting a challenge down for you. Can you try it today? What does it mean to be visible? What does it mean to be seen? How would you change your behavior if you were transparent in that way? And I really just want to leave it at that because the idea of you being seen and the idea that it's connected to it's a risk is something that's very real that we struggle with. Lots of people that I work with struggle with that. Will I be accepted? Will I be loved? What's going to happen if, yeah, changing your behavior? I just want to keep it simple and tight. It's risky to be seen, to be visible. And how would you change your today by the hour if you just gave that a shot and you allowed yourself to be seen? Just want to leave it at that. That's my hot minute, and we'll be talking to you guys in just a second.
And that's another hot minute.